If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. They are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Addison Rae doesn't care if fans don't ship her new relationship. I'm Gabby Conti, and this is your 24/7 celebrity news. Addison Rae doesn't care if you don't ship and her rumored boyfriend Omer Fetty. You go, girl. That's what you have to do. Just throw shade at them. Since Addison's IG story of two shadows kissing, which was later confirmed to be Omer, fans have not been shipping these two together. This is a huge departure from Addison's last public relationship with Bryce Hall. Those Bradison shippers were strong. They were still holding on. That could be why they're not shipping this new relationship. Maybe they won't ship anyone unless she is with Bryce, but it also seems like Bryce has moved on. Well, when Addison recently tweeted, "It's the first of the month, new start, love others, be less of an a-hole," and she posted this right after that photo of her and Omer went viral, a hater responded with, "And with a downgrade. From Bryce to that guy is such a downgrade. But I'm glad Bryce had an upgrade. Miss girl, don't try to start drama. We all know that you hate to see Bryce happy. Good luck with that guy," end quote. Woof, wow, okay. Not today, Satan. Well, an Addison fan, Alasha, came to Addison's defense, responding to this hater with, quote, "A downgrade? It is somebody that makes her happy. Don't we all want that? Somebody that makes you feel loved and feel the best in the world? She started nothing and is enjoying life and love, and just like that, you guys are talking about doing. Leave her alone." Addison liked that tweet, which was defending her, but then later unliked it, which is probably because it was likely drawing more attention to the situation, and also maybe her liking that tweet seemingly confirmed that she is with Omer, which at this time, as we report this, Addison hasn't officially confirmed that yes, she is dating him. It is just highly speculated based on her social media activity. Addison and Omer, who is Machine Gun Kelly's guitarist, have been rumored to be dating since the two were first spotted leaving MGK's pop-up concert a few weeks ago. Fans think that Addison and Omer just went Instagram official recently when Addison posted on her Instagram story a shot of two people kissing in the shadows as Bette Davis' eyes played. It then was seemingly confirmed that these two people kissing are in fact Addison and her rumored boyfriend Omer when Omer reposted Addison's story to his Instagram story. So people just took that as confirmation. I've already heard people say Addison and Omer are boyfriend and girlfriend. Like, that's how people are thinking of him, as Addison's boyfriend. But again, like, it should be noted that Addison hasn't officially said, "Yes, this is my boyfriend. Yes, this is the guy who I'm dating." On the other hand, Addison's ex, Bryce Hall, has seemed to confirm more and more that he is in fact dating Riley Hababka. They have been going social media official for a while now. But again, much like Addison's relationship with Omer, Bryce has never been like, "Yes, Riley's officially my girlfriend." He's just used her as clickbait for videos where actually he did in fact kiss her in one of those videos. So this cryptic shadow kiss post also followed Omer commenting on Addison's most recent Instagram post with black heart emojis and Addison commenting back with an about to cry emoji. But again, as I mentioned earlier, it doesn't seem like fans are shipping these two together, as top comments on TikTok insiders post of their shadow kiss Instagram story are, quote, "I know you all don't like Bryce, but this is such a downgrade," as well as "Addison baby no." But when Addison and Omer were first rumored to be dating just a few weeks ago, Addison's ex Bryce Hall was on a podcast where he weighed in on the rumored relationship saying, "If she's happy, it's all good." And I really think that fans need to adapt this mentality as well. Again, Addison hasn't officially confirmed this relationship, but if she's dating him, we should be happy for her. Did Josh Richards' rumored girlfriend just shade him on TikTok? Josh Richards' rumored girlfriend, Julie Jissa, just posted a TikTok that has fans convinced it's about Josh. You guys, I'm sure Julie has dated other guys besides Josh Richards, but I get it. You're here for the tea. In the TikTok, Julie says that she is bad at choosing men when the comments think she's throwing shade at Josh Richards. Julie Jissa, who was previously romantically linked to Josh Richards when he was spending time in Miami a couple of months ago, just posted a TikTok that fans are wasting no time is definitely about what happened between Julie and Josh and why they're not together anymore. This TikTok is set to I Brought You Frankincense Sound by Oh Brother. In the TikTok, Julie seems to play a guy with a backwards hat, maybe Josh Richards, as her text reads, I brought you good style, and then, and I made you bad, followed by bad at choosing men. So fans are convinced that this is about Josh Richards, with the top comment on this TikTok being at Josh Richards right now, crying emojis. But Julie then responded to this comment with LMAO, you all always blame Josh, poor guy, which seems to confirm that this is not about Josh at all. And I am team Julie on this one. I think she was just having fun. I think she was just taking part in a TikTok trend. I think she was just talking about her dating life generally, not specifically at Josh. But I will say, I had to do the double take at that baseball hat she was wearing. I'm like, is that a Barstool's hat? It's not, but I could see why fans think she's talking about Josh, but I think her comment confirms, no, leave Josh alone, she's just doing her. The last we heard the names Josh Richards and Julie Jissa together was back in June, when Josh spilled the tea on their rumored relationship on his podcast, BFFs. On that podcast episode, Josh's sway brother, Keo Sear, was on the show, and he reacted to Josh's very flirty TikTok with Julie, who's a 22-year-old blonde college grad. And at the time, Keo said to Josh, quote, I've never seen Josh post with a girl that nonchalantly. And then Josh said that he tried to say that he didn't know that it meant anything by posting a TikTok with Julie, since he was with his girlfriend Nessa Barrett for a year and a half before their split. So Josh was kind of like, oh, it's just, you know, I don't know how dating works anymore, like saying that it wasn't anything serious, that he nonchalantly posted this TikTok, because I think at the time when Josh had posted that first TikTok with Julie, they were just hanging out, he didn't think much of it. And Keo kind of called him out on that, which I think is very funny. But I get it. When you've been out of the dating game for like even just a couple of months, like it's a whole new world. There is so much more you need to learn. So I totally hear Josh on that one. And Josh had later said about his relationship with Julie that it was never really anything serious. And we know that Julie's based in Florida. Josh is pretty much mostly based in Los Angeles. So I think they were just hanging out when he was there. And I don't think there's any bad blood, despite Julie's TikTok. Josh then went on to explain that on that June episode of BFFs, how he met Julie, that he met her actually through his podcast co-host Brianna. But the first time Josh met Julie, she had a boyfriend and nothing happened at the time. You guys hear that? She had a boyfriend that wasn't Josh Richards. Maybe she was shading him in this TikTok. And also now that Julie is single at the time that he recorded that episode in June, and so is Josh. Josh claimed that while he probably will see Julie after that podcast recording, that quote, nothing is going on between them. He also admitted that Julie is, quote, kind of hot. But then Josh did admit that he is still single, meaning not dating Julie officially or just, you know, exclusively. Josh was also caught on what looked like a date night with Julie in Miami around the same time that podcast came out, as the rumored couple both posted the same steak shots from Poppy's Steakhouse in Miami, and someone else confirmed that they were there alone at that restaurant. Since Josh came back to LA, we haven't heard much about him and Julie until she posted this TikTok. But look, if she admitted that she had a boyfriend, you know, Josh, like she had a boyfriend at the time, I think that's throwing shade at her boyfriend, not Josh. Is Lil Huddy begging Charlie D'Amelio to stay with him in his new song? There is a video going around from Lil Huddy's listening party for Don't Freak Out that is convincing fans that this song is definitely about Charlie D'Amelio. Honestly, I think it would be more of a shock at this point if this song wasn't about Charlie. Fans think that this one lyric, I want you to leave, but I want you to stay, is about Charlie, and this is all thanks to Miss Tana Mojo. So there is this video going around from Lil Huddy's listening party for his soon-to-be-released song, Don't Freak Out. In the video, the lyrics, I want you to leave, but I want you to stay, hit, and then you can clearly hear Tana Mojo's recognizable voice screaming, he wants you to stay, he wants you to effing stay, Charlie. Fans are wondering if maybe Tana knows something they don't know, and perhaps Tana is telling Charlie that Lil Huddy wants her to stay, is confirming that the song is about her, and that maybe Charlie and Lil Huddy are dating again for sure, and this confirms this, as the fan account Cha Cha Endgame caption this video, does Tana know something we don't? And the comments on this are just like blowing up. It seems like people are convinced that like Charlie and Little Huddy are officially dating, and this is just more fuel to the fire, more evidence that they definitely are together. Of course, there could be different speculations too. You know, let's not forget that Jaden Hostler is a big artist right now. He just completely crushed at Lollapalooza, and we know that there might be some rivalry between Charli D'Amelio and Nessa Barrett, as Little Huddy allegedly cheated on Charli with Nessa Barrett while he was still trying to get back with Charli. So who knows, maybe Charlie's also trying to amp Little Huddy up and wants him to be as successful, if not more successful, than Jaden Hostler. That's something else we'll be keeping an eye out for. It is possible that Little Huddy's soon-to-be-released song is in fact about his ex-girlfriend and current friend, who might be more than a friend, Charli D'Amelio, as Little Huddy did confirm that his last song, American Sweetheart, was in fact about Charli, who even starred in the music video. So I wouldn't be surprised if we also see Miss Charli in the Little Huddy's new music video, which is coming out soon. As Little Huddy told Elite Daily that his song was written when he and Charli first broke up in April of 2020, and he and Charli were, quote, going through rough back in late April when American Sweetheart was released. Little Huddy did admit that he and Charli are hanging out, which you could take as them being friends or more. So let's not forget, when they were officially dating from December of 2019 to April of 2020, they were dating, but they were never officially boyfriend and girlfriend. And Little Huddy did that interview with Elite Daily, I believe, back in April. So it could be that if they were hanging out a couple of months ago, that maybe now they have decided that they are dating again, but they are kind of careful of when to tell fans based on their history. And if you are a Little Huddy fan, you likely heard pretty much all of the lyrics at this point to his new Don't Panic track, as there are so many videos from this listening party that I feel like we hear the whole song now. What's really cool about this song is it's also a collaboration with All American Rejects. This is their first song in over a decade. They basically came out of retirement to do this song with Little Huddy and Travis Barker, and it's really, really, really great. And if you're wondering when you can hear the full song and when you could listen to the full song, don't worry, because actually Lil Huddy's parents just totally spilled the tea on when this song is going to come out, as Lil Huddy was just live with his dad on TikTok, who revealed that this new song, Don't Panic, will be dropping Friday, August 6th. As his dad said, Friday's the big day, or sometime this week, as Lil Huddy responds with, oh my God, you guys are terrible. My label is going to kill you guys. It's fine. It's fine. My dad just let it be known to the world. So that is confirmation that you'll hear that full song soon. I honestly have predictions. I have a feeling that Charli D'Amelio will also be in this song as well. And then there's the other question too, you know, is Lil Huddy using Charli D'Amelio for her clout and for her platform to launch his music career? Personally, I don't wanna think that. I don't like that thought. I really think that Charli and Lil Huddy, they've gone through so much together. They seem like they have a great relationship and friendship. I'm on the same side as the Cha-Cha shippers. I'd love to see them together. And I just think Charlie's just like, you know, being a supportive friend. I think she genuinely really loves and appreciates his music, and that's why she's supporting it. Olivia Rodrigo fans are outraged over her merch. Olivia Rodrigo fans are claiming the singer's sour merchandise is thin and cheap, saying the items are different than what was advertised on her website. There's a viral TikTok that shows how the merchandise looks much different than online than what fans actually received in the mail. In this now viral TikTok, user Fat Baby shows a shot of the merch on Olivia's website and what she received, and yes, they look different, they fit different. This is pretty terrible, but this is not the first artist who has made a mistake like this. TikToker Fat Baby just made a video that is uniting unsatisfied Olivia Rodrigo merch customers alike. In Fat Baby's video captioned, God, it's brutal out here, and then tagging Miss Olivia Rodrigo, Fat Baby shows her followers the sour merch she thought she was getting, which is a wide cream hoodie with a big sour on the front, which she bought for $60. That's a pretty steep price for a sweatshirt. Fat Baby assumed that this price was high because she was getting a high quality sweatshirt, but the sweatshirt she received in the mail, which she showed her followers, had a much tinier looking graphics, almost like a sticker, and the hoodie itself was long and skinny and much thinner and cheaper quality than the one advertised online. So that has to really, really suck, especially when you're expecting one thing and you get another thing, and that is why there are reviews on websites. But you know, also, this is Olivia's like first merch, I'm assuming. It's her first album. So it seems like maybe, you know, I don't think this is directly Olivia's fault. It's probably her team's fault, but I do think that someone should be apologizing and making changes and helping make these customers happy, as the customers are always right. It looks like Fat Baby is not the only unsatisfied customer with Olivia Rodrigo merch, as top comments on this TikTok are, quote, "Oh my God, I have not seen anyone happy with the merch they received. I should just cancel the order," end quote. While someone else said, "At least sour was spelled right. Mine was spelled S-U-O-R." While someone else said, "And we praised her merch so much when it came out," crying emoji. While others are saying they ordered their merch when sour dropped back in May and it still hasn't arrived. As we report this, it is August. That is a long time to be waiting on some merch, especially if you are local. So yeah, it's pretty nuts. I think it's great when people actually do show the truth on TikTok. I love that trend. I love, there's an amazing fashion TikToker, Remy Bader, who does a great thing about doing realistic hauls where she shows you what clothes actually look like from the companies you order from. Maybe Remy needs to do an Olivia Rodrigo merch realistic haul. I think that's her calling next. Fat Baby then followed up her first TikTok with another one, this one of her wearing the sweatshirt, telling her followers, quote, "I just wanted to make sure you guys could see exactly how not good it is. I got it, it has cheapy details, it kind of feels like Forever 21, and the distressing is just hideous. I truly would never wear this outside. It feels really thin and cheap." She then does another video comparing a high quality sweatshirt to the sour one, showing the difference. She also pointed out that the material her sour sweatshirt is made out of is so thin that it is almost see-through, and while she got a double XL because she wanted it to be oversized, she thinks that how narrow the sweatshirt is designed, it would not comfortably fit someone who is actually a double extra large, which is also bad because, you know, size inclusivity is like so important in the fashion industry right now. You really do want to be inclusive when you're making clothes. What do you guys think about Olivia Rodrigo's cheap merch? Did you get it? What do you think? I'm Gabby Conti, and follow us at HollyWire for your 24/7 celebrity news. Harry Styles' mustache is back and fans are split. Harry Styles is rocking a new style and it's another mustache. Harry was just spotted with this new facial hair while out in Los Angeles grabbing some coffee, and now Harry's mustache is going viral with fans somewhat split on the return of this facial hair. Harry Styles was just spotted in Los Angeles after his romantic getaway to Italy with his rumored girlfriend Olivia Wilde. A fan recently saw the Watermelon Sugar singer at a coffee shop in Los Angeles and of course shared the sighting on TikTok, bless her heart. As TikToker Ari Eastman shared a video of her sipping coffee, looking at the camera shocked with the text and VO of, "When you realize you are sitting next to Harry Styles and didn't effing wash your hair," with the caption, "Just thought I'd have a lazy Saturday at my local coffee shop and Harry Styles is here," as Harry's song, Watermelon Sugar, plays. So appropriate, love it. Oh my God, you know, you dream of this moment all your life. What is it gonna be like when you come face to face with your favorite celebrity and then your hair isn't washed, you're not looking the best? We all have that fantasy that our biggest number one crush will meet them in Los Angeles and they'll just be like so drawn to us and they'll just sweep us away into the sunset. That is never the case. My personal experience with something like this is don't meet your heroes. But this girl, it seems like she at least got a funny TikTok out of it. Ari then followed up her now viral TikTok with another video of Harry Styles, the man himself, sitting outside of, and I recognize this coffee shop, it is actually my go-to coffee shop, the Commissary on Fairfax in West Hollywood. Just there this morning, I saw the spot that Harry sat at. I asked the barista what they thought about them blowing up on TikTok. They seem to not care, which is so Hollywood of them. And in this video, you can see Harry's mask is pulled down, where you can clearly see, yes, he is indeed rocking a mustache, and his hair is also partly clipped up, and he is wearing a vintage t-shirt and very colorful, fun shorts as he laughs with friends, to which a fan pointed out to Ari, who was so worried that she saw Harry with dirty hair, that Harry, quote, also didn't wash his hair, hence the clip, to which Ari replied with, twinsies. So that is just so great and so funny to me. But he's looking great. Also, people were also wondering, is this indeed Harry Styles? You know, because a lot of guys in Los Angeles kind of do look like that. But Ari confirmed that she heard him talk. It was definitely him. He was with two other friends and a cute dog. And she's like 110% convinced it was in fact Harry Styles in Los Angeles, which I would believe because I think We haven't really had a Harry Styles spotting in a while, and it would make sense that he's in LA, where we know his very expensive Range Rover is, and also his rumored girlfriend Olivia Wilde is. Fans do seem mostly excited about Harry's new facial hair, with top comments on the sighting saying, "Mustache Harry is back," while another added, "Bestie, you win, you saw Must Cherry," while another one said, "Is that the stash I see?" But not every fan seems to be on board with the return of Mustache Harry, as another top comment on the sighting is, "Why does he look like that?" Crying emoji, "Harry, darling, the mustache is not a look. I was gonna say, I mustache you a question. What do you think of Harry Styles' mustache?" But I think you guys are split. But what do you really think? Do you like Harry Styles' mustache? And are you convinced that that was in fact Harry Styles in West Hollywood drinking coffee? I'm Gabby Conti, and follow us at HollyWire for your 24/7 celebrity news.